Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm.
Hey, so I just got this hilarious message from a client who was commenting on something I've talked about previously about this rampant disease that I've noticed so many entrepreneurs seem to be struggling with, where they're just incapable of making decisions that they know are good for them because they're too afraid of what might happen. And I said, look, I don't know what to call this thing. I'm not sure it has a name, but it's deadly. And so this client reaches out to me and says, I've got a name for it. I said, what is it? And he goes, well, it's called head sanditis. I said, what the heck does that mean? And he goes, well, look, most people willingly bury their heads in the sand and simply ignore anything or anyone that might improve their condition because it's just so much easier to keep your head buried deep in the sand. It's comfortable. It's warm down there. You know what to expect. Much of the same. And you're not really going to hurt yourself, at least in the short term. Whereas the alternative is scary. If you take your head out of the sand, well, you're going to have to confront your demons. You're going to have to take a good hard look at your business. You're going to have to come face to face with what's working and what's not working. And if that's not bad enough, and you somehow muster up the courage to actually make some changes, make some decisions, and start doing things differently, then there's a whole other fear around what might happen. What if you fail? What if you succeed? And deep down, we're afraid of both success and failure because both success and failure represent change, and we do not like change. So look, if you think you might be suffering from a bad case of head sanditis, here's my advice to you. Don't worry so much about what might happen if this happens or if that happens or if I do this or I do that. Most of those problems are problems you don't need to worry about today or you don't need to deal with yet. Just focus on taking your head out of the sand and just looking around. Just observe. Get your lay of the land. Take a good hard look at how your business is doing. Immerse yourself in reality. How many new clients have you closed in the last 30 days? How many conversations have you had with new prospects? What have you done to drum up those conversations? Just look around and observe. And then, if you like what you see, then that's fantastic. But if you don't like what you see, at least now you're in a position to actually do something about it. You can now take some kind of action to improve your results. But if you keep your head buried in the sand, you're never even going to know what's wrong, let alone how to fix it. So I hope that helps. And if you have any advice on how to overcome this rampant disease that entrepreneurs face that's apparently called head sanditis, let us know. Thanks. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.